When you look at another young quarterback, just how does that affect what you do? And you've taken care of Mettenberger twice.
Yeah,
not get bored.
I'm not sure. You know, they're two different guys. I mean, you know, like I said, he's going to be playing well, coming off a good game and a lot of confidence in playing at home.
Martin Robinson, he's been kind of coming on late with the guy with that much speed. How important is it to not really let him get going?
Yeah, it's important. You know, he's a playmaker who's obviously still kind of learning the running back position, but doing a pretty good job at it. So try to contain him as best as we can.
Bill talked to us after the game about trying to get you guys to understand what you're capable of and saying, look, this is how we can play week in, week out. Maybe the score won't be that way, right, but we can play that way. Do you guys kind of sense that down the stretch?
Yeah, and we just understand we have to play our best game every week and, you know, take it week by week and just continue to win. It's all we're in control of.
Brian, I don't know if they've asked this, but bear with me. Like we asked Chris, it has to be asked. You're going against a team that's 2-10, you're 6-6. And Myers said that they don't look like a 2-10 team.
Right.
Throw the record out. How do you guys see it? Defense
yeah, it's here? Pretty similar. You know, they play hard. They play hard. They played real well last game. They came back. And like I said, they're going to be playing at home, so they're going to have a lot of energy and feeling good about themselves. So, you know, we expect to get the best game from them.
What do you see in Bortles when you watch him?
Good young quarterback, strong arm, kind of make all the throws, and a lot faster than people think, athletic kid. So, like I said, you know, expecting his best game along with the rest of the team.
Y'all have already improved so much from last year. Like, in what ways do you need to improve in order to build on what y'all have already done?
Just be more consistent, you know, continue to win and play good overall team football. So that's the biggest thing we need to do.
Because you emphasize, every year you emphasize forcing turnovers. I mean, that's just, you know, defense 101.
Right.
But there's been a payoff this year. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to explain it? A little bit of it's probably luck. But
I just think it's aggressive play. I think it's aggressive play, good play calling, and guys really having the emphasis on getting the ball back for our offense. So, you know, I think those things combined has turned out well for us.
It's probably the most significant statistic in defense. Do right.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're doing that, their offense isn't scoring, and you're getting the ball back far, so you know, puts our team in a good situation.
As a defensive player, how fun is it for you to watch JJ scoring on offense the way he has this year?
It's fun. I mean, you know, he's doing a good job. Obviously, a mismatch problem for a lot of the teams.